Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Morales. We're joined by Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer. We're on the cusp of the 2017 season. Tell you what, Rob, you know, I was looking back at this summer, and you know, it seems like you just got done with spring ball, and the summer's gone, and now you're playing your first game.
Well, the crazy part about it, you know, we met with a lot of our freshmen the last few days and just talked a little bit about redshirt and what our plan is for them. And when I sat down and started to discuss that with those young men, you know, we're five practices away from the halfway point of the number of practices for our entire season. And that's how fast it goes, you know. And here we are again, getting ready to kick off 2017, you know, it just goes by so fast, and you got to really take advantage of your time. That's why that preseason segment is so important, and we're up to 24, 25 practices right now. I've been very fortunate with weather and gotten some really, really good work in. So we're excited to kick things off.
I was going to ask you about how those 24, 25 practices have gone in your mind. I know you look for progress on a daily basis, and you want to see increments of progress in certain aspects of your game. Have those practices gone well, in your opinion?
To be totally honest with you, I can remember maybe two being not up to par. The rest of them I was really excited about. Thought we had a lot of good juice. Think we have tremendous effort at practice. Our leadership has been outstanding with our three captains and all of our guys. You know, and it's the most important thing, Chuck, is to come to practice and have great tempo and get game-type reps. And we've been really fortunate. Our guys have been working tremendously hard. Our coach has been working hard. And I've been real pleased with our output up to this point.
I don't want to say it's starting from scratch, and because you started making changes back during spring ball with several key graduation losses that you had to make up for. But at the same time, I look at the roster, I look at the depth chart, there's a lot of new names to get to know.
There are a lot of new names, you know, I mean, but the important piece is the guys that a lot of the first team guys are returning players that have been on a program, have game experience for the most part. So our youth movement is really not a reflection of what's on our roster. I mean, I think we have some, you know, we're going to have some young guys play. We're going to have some true freshmen play. But for the most part, most of our guys that are going to be playing, contributing, being productive players for our team will be guys that have game experience, game reps, and then trying to get those number two guys reps and more experience by the time we get to conference play.
Boy, you've got to make some changes on offense. Obviously, Austin Gayhafer was the biggest name there. Your four-year starter at quarterback set several MSU records. He's now gone. Of course, I think it's three of your top four rushers are gone. I think two of your top three receivers are gone. So, I mean, from a skill position standpoint, I know you've got some linemen back and your tight ends are back, but at the same time, you're replacing some really critical guys.
Well, I think it's a typical year. It's a typical rollover, you know, and a thing I'm excited about is I feel that we can be more explosive than we've been the last 2 years. We've got some tremendous playmakers on that side of the ball. I'm excited about our quarterback position. And obviously the offensive line and tight ends is a big key to what we want to accomplish in the run game. And then utilizing those guys in the pass throwing the football too.
At quarterback, you're going to be starting a redshirt junior in Lawson Page, and people may remember Lawson from last year as your Wildcat short yardage quarterback. Carried the ball quite a bit. I think the only time he threw a pass was on a two-point conversion, if I remember correctly. But over the last several years, you've had just two guys quarterbacking your team, Zach Lewis and then Austin Gayhafer, and I think that makes up about 8 years of quarterback play. Two
sure
great throwers, but you bring in Lawson Page, and people are wondering, how does he fit when you compare him to those two MSU greats?
Right. Well, I think the first thing that stands out to me, obviously, is him being a team captain as a junior. And the young man hasn't even started a game for us. And I think that's what he has brought to the table since the day he walked on this campus. He's a young man that was an outstanding high school player, won a state championship. He has been that type of leader. Since day one on this campus, he's been the guy as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a junior, Now as our starting quarterback, has been a tremendous leader. And that attribute alone, I think, is what drove us to the decision to make for him to lead our football team.
What kind of thrower is he?
Well, you know we're going to throw the football. So, we're excited about him, what he can do. I think the time he's been here and the way he has progressed technically and the improvements he's made in throwing the football and running our offense has given him this opportunity, and we're excited about it.
The one thing he does do for certain, better than, say, Zach and better than Austin, is run the football. This is he's a bigger quarterback. He's got some bulk on him. I saw him pushing the pile in those short yardage situations last year as the Wildcat quarterback. So he adds that dimension into your offense that may have been lacking for several years. I look back at the days when you had
David Dinkins, David Caudle,
and Brian Yost, all quarterbacks that could throw it, but they're also very adept at carrying the football. And he kind of reminds me of that in a way. Is that a fair assessment?
No question. I mean, that's part of it. I think he brings that element to our offense. You know, he's got tremendous escapability. He's got big play capability. And when he takes off and runs and, you know, he gets flushed out of the pocket, he's going to make some positive plays. And there's not a bigger threat against a defense than that. So those are one of the things that we looked at, obviously, and just total package, and we feel like we're going to be able to win a lot of games with him.
Yeah, it really opens up some things in your playbook, doesn't it?
No question. No question.
The one thing that I like also is that you have an experienced backup in Jack Sherry. I mean, Jack didn't win the starter's job, but here's a guy who knows your offense, knows how to play in this offense, and can step in if he has to.
And Jack has had some tremendous games where he's come in and, you know, and arguably has won a few games for us along the way, and he has done that. So, you know, he's a good pocket passer. He understands our offense. And be honest with you, Chuck, he's probably a starter on three or four PFL teams in this conference. And so very fortunate to have him, and it'd be nice to be able to get him a lot of reps this year at the end of games.
We talked about the situation, you and I have discussed this before amongst ourselves, at running back, and that's a key position for you. I know you generally use multiple guys, but Trevor Jones is back, your leading rusher from last season. I know he's had some problems, I guess, a little bit in the academic side. He's had some ankle issues, hasn't practiced perhaps as much as you'd like him to this point in time. And, of course, Ryan Watkins, Lawrence Jones, and Adarius Barnett, they're all gone. So what's the situation right now as it stands today?
Well, we've got two redshirt freshmen, Logan Holbrook and Roberto London. We couldn't be more pleased with the both of them. They have had an outstanding camp. I felt like at the end of spring, Logan really solidified himself as our one number one running back. And probably, be honest with you, in the years past, Chuck, he probably would have came in and started as a freshman for us. He's that talented. He can do the things that we ask him to do in our offense. He can catch the football. He can run the screens. So we're excited about him. And then Roberto London is a young man that missed all of last year because he sat out with eligibility issues and redshirted for us and did a tremendous job in the classroom and came back. And he's made more progress in the small amount of time than I've ever seen at that position. So we're excited about him. And then Arian Beasley, who's not on our two deep, but he's a transfer from EKU, young man that we recruited out of Louisville, back out of high school, went to EKU for a few years, you know, and made a decision to transfer over to Morehead State. And he's pretty electrifying, and we're excited to have him.
Jake Raymond has gone after a record-setting career here at Morehead State and in the PFL, 73 catches last year to cap off a nice four-year career. So I guess you're looking for a number one receiver, but at the same time, you do have some guys back from last year who've caught some passes for you.
Yeah, we got some really versatile players there. You know, obviously, Jaron Higginbottom outside is a returning guy with game experience, and he's had an awesome spring, great camp. You know, Christian Robinson's a guy that started outside as a freshman, has moved inside, another team captain, awesome special teams player. So he's going to be productive. And then Landon Hurst, redshirt freshman at inside receiver. You'd be ready to talk about this young man on the radio, Chuck, because he's going to be a good one.
Offensive line looks pretty solid.
We do. We got a lot of, we had to replace a really good tackle. But we've got some good pieces, and we probably have more depth at that position than we've had in a long time. And we've got an outstanding freshman class that we're excited about as well.
You know, one thing that we haven't talked a lot about, but I know that this is an area they had to shore up with recruiting, is at place kicker and punter. I mean, you lost both your guys from last year.
They graduated,
and then you had to go out and recruit some.
Yeah. And we found three good ones. We got it's been a heck of a competition there during the preseason, and we've got some guys that are going to be instant impact players for us, obviously out of necessity, number one. But we're excited about their kicking. We're excited about the pop they got off the football. We're going to be able to kick long field goals. We hope to be able to put some kickoffs in the end zones. So we're excited about that area. And for them, it's on-the-job training, and that's what it's going to be for them. We start games. They're going to have to get game reps. And we've tried to make it as game realistic as possible, and sometimes that's hard. But we're excited about those three young men, and they're going to do a great job.
How difficult is it when you have to go out there and recruit basically an empty position? You've got to recruit three or four guys to fill in there, especially when you talk about kickers and punters.
Well, I mean, we were really fortunate this year. We had a really good pool of prospective student athletes. We'd actually received five verbal commitments for the position, and we were tickled about it, you know. And luckily we did, because in the end we've got the three guys we really wanted, and we really believe in their skill level, their versatility, we're really fortunate. We worked hard at it and found the right pieces.
Again, we're on the front page today. We're joined by Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer. We're previewing the 2017 season for the Eagles, and we'll do some more of that right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's front page. Again, I'm Chuck Morales, and we're joined by Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer. We're talking about the 2017 season here for his ball club, and we haven't talked about the defense yet. And I know that some changes made, not just in personnel, but also in the way you're going to be doing business on the field. You've made this a whole lot simpler and more aggressive.
I think those two things are the most important elements, and I think we've got some really, really outstanding players with some really versatile ability. I think that we're going to be a really fast defense, and we're going to put our guys in the position to challenge our opponents. And you know, you can say that we're going to be a pressure team, that we're going to play man coverage and those type of things, but we're going to do a lot of different things. We're going to show different fronts. We're going to show different coverages. We're going to play zone. We're going to play man coverage, and we're gonna let our guys fly around, play football, and make plays. And we've made it simple enough to where we can play a lot of guys. We can play different guys at different positions. And so we're excited about where we're at. I think we've made tremendous progress from the start of spring until up to this point. And I'm really excited to watch our defense play.
I talked to your defensive coordinator, Zach Moore, here a few weeks ago, and he was talking about his defense. He said, high risk, high reward.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, you know, a big thing, you know, you look at the last two seasons, Chuck. In 15, we had a good year, won seven games. And a big reason we did that, the end of the day, was we had a lot of turnovers. You know, we gave extra possessions to our offense. And we weren't able to sustain that last year. We started out pretty good early in the season, and then we kind of tapered off. And those extra possessions, you know, hurt us. You know, and so we've got to be able to take the football away. When we got opportunities to intercept passes, to recover fumbles, we've got to do those things, and we've got to play in a way that creates those turnovers as well.
And that simpler scheme, we've discussed this too as well. It gives the players a chance to kind of free their mind and just focus on making plays.
No question. You know, but at the end of the day, there's always something schematically that tells you how to align, what your responsibilities are, and ultimately do your job.
It's not 11 guys running around just doing their own thing.
It's exactly right. You know, I mean, there's gap integrity in the front of it, and then obviously there's coverage integrity behind it, and there's got to be constant communication. It's got to be fast. And so the brand of football will be very similar to what we do on offense, you know, and that's kind of what we want to make it. And the big piece, I think, is just allowing your players to take ownership in something, you know, and I think they're excited to play the brand of football that we're going to play. And I think we got some really good pieces. Now, we're going to be a little young on the back end in some spots. We're going to, you know, at the safety position, and we got some freshmen playing that are true freshmen in some backup roles. But I tell you this, they're not playing like freshmen right now. They're playing, they've caught on to things, they've come from good football programs, and they know how to win football games.
You talk about gap integrity, and it brings me to the next topic. I know that you want to improve that rush defense from last year. You gave up 231 yards a game on the ground, and that's way too much if you want to win football games, right?
No question. And our guys have worked hard. You know, R.T. Sutherland is a 300-pound defensive tackle. We got a junior college transfer, Nick Flores, who's another 300-pound tackle. Jeff Jones is slimmed down a little bit and moving really well, and he's just a biscuit below 300. So we've got some good meat inside there. David Devon's worked hard to get his weight up. And then our bookends, some guys with the loss of Colt Briggs, of course, we're going to have some guys step up and play a major role in being our contained guys on the defensive line. So we've got some big bodies. I think we're moving pretty well, and obviously the key to defense is stopping the run, and we've got to be better in that department. And we've been focusing on that all the way back to March.
Well, Colt was a great player, and obviously all PFL at defensive end, and had decided just a couple of days, I guess, before preseason camp that he was going to go to medical school. And we certainly wish him the best of luck with that, because obviously this area could use more great medical professionals. But at the same time, a huge loss for your program. And having it come so late, was how big of a setback was that?
Well, you know, it was bittersweet. Obviously, I'm excited for him. It was a tremendous opportunity for him. I'm excited for him, and something that he could not say no to at the time. So, wish him the best. I know he's going to do well. But with that said, we have had a slogan since winter, since January, and that's do your job. You know, and it's kind of your the mentality of that is next man up. You know, and I think Bill Belichick spends a lot of time talking about that within the Patriots organization. And so that's what it needs to be for us. And we knew as a coaching staff, when Colt made a decision not to return, that we weren't going to be able to replace him with one player. And so it's going to be a group effort. And we've worked hard to get some bodies ready to play. Feel like we've got some good depth at that position. And the key to it is just being able to get a lot of guys, a lot of game reps early in the season, and get us prepared going into conference play.
I know you depend on your linebackers to make a lot of plays, and it's like any defense, but do you feel like you've got guys in those spots that will do that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, two things. I think first is we've got some really athletic guys at the linebacker position. We've got guys that can really run, can cover the field. I think that's going to really be beneficial to us, especially with all the spread offenses that we see and we're playing against, you know, in this era of football. But the key to it is, I think, is just having some of those bigger guys up front and freeing those linebackers up a little bit to, you know, do their job, make plays at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's going to be, you know, our front and our linebackers, it's going to go hand in hand. But really excited about Cordell and Jerome Brooks both, I think. They've worked hard. I think they're very deserving of this opportunity, and I think they're guys that are going to be, we hope, all-conference players here at Morehead State.
Two guys I really like, and I know you feel pretty good about them too, your corners. You bring back Braylon Cook and Brandon Duncan, very experienced corners who I think are really good in man coverage, and you know, I thought they had a pretty good year last year, both of them.
Yeah, they were really solid. You know, I really felt like they were a little deserving of all conference nod. I think they played at that level. They were very productive. They were both at one time top 10 in the country in pass breakups, and I know they finished high in the PFL regarding that. But they're good players. You know, they're guys that can play on an island, and we've also you know, tried to incorporate some different coverages and allow them to learn some new things and try some new techniques. So we're excited about them. I think they do. You know, they're going to have a great year. We're going to depend on them, obviously, to make some big plays for us. And then, you know, Brandon Duncan's also a team captain as a junior as well. So he provides that element for our defense.
You know, when you look at 2015, you went 7-4, last year 4-7, but you weren't that far away from a winning record last year. And just to note, you had the VMI loss was 4 points, 3 points to Marist. Then you had 3 points to Valparaiso, I guess, where you won that game. It was close, but, you know, the Campbell game was close, the Jacksonville game was close. I mean, I guess it comes back to just turning around those close games, and that's the whole key, because you really weren't that far away.
No, you know, you can look at it a lot of different ways. At the end of the day, you know, in 15 we won those close games. We found a way to win those games, and in 16 we did not. And so, you know, there's different elements that go into that, whether it was breakdowns, whether it was personnel, whether it was scheme. But at the end of the day, it comes back to your preparation each week and having a good game plan, making sure there's tremendous communication on the field with your players and your coaches. And I feel like we're way ahead of where we were in years past. And so, you know, I'm after 24, 25 practices and beating on one another for 4 or 5 weeks, it's ready to bring in an opponent and play a football game. And so I'm excited just to watch our team play, see where we're at. And you know, I like to say this a lot, you know, your biggest improvement comes between week 1, week 2, week 2, and week 3. And by that time, you got to be playing pretty good football. So, I want the product to be good this Thursday. I want it to be productive, and I want us to play really hard with great effort, and looking forward to watching us play.
When you look at the season as a whole, are there certain keys in your mind that will mean success?
I think every year you try to develop a little different philosophy, and you know, if you look at the schedule, I mean, our first 5 football games are, I don't know if we've ever had a schedule this difficult, you know. Playing some really good non-conference opponents, and then we jump into conference play and you know, playing Dayton and Campbell early on in the season are 2 huge football games. So by the time we get to that first conference game, and if we can get through that first wave of the PFL and be undefeated, we're going to be looking pretty good going into the second half of the season.
And when you talk about the PFL, I mean, it's been pretty balanced here the last couple of years. Do you feel like this is a team that can compete?
I do. I mean, I really do. And you know, it's all about chemistry. It's about how they believe in what they're doing. It's leadership driven. You know, the schematics and the players, and you know, it comes down to playing hard, playing together, believing in what you're doing, getting a few breaks along the way, obviously. But really just putting everything into it, man, and preparing each week for a new opponent, new game, and going out and being the best executed team, be the team that executes the best and take care of the football. So, you know, 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 game at a time. But we've got a chance to be a really good football team, and I hope that we start to peak at the right time.
Yeah, I know you felt really good about your last few recruiting classes in terms of adding to your athleticism and your speed, and that's something that maybe people don't think about much, but if you want to compete, you have to have those two things in this league.
There's no question, and I think, you know, you've been involved in this for a while, Chuck. You've seen the transformation of this conference, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's pretty balanced, you know, and I think San Diego is probably the only 2-time conference winner since we've been automatic bid conference, and so, you know, the key is being an upper echelon team in this conference, being in the top 3-4 teams in the conference every year, being a consistent winner, and trying to get to the point where we want to accomplish something that's never been done here before, and that's go to postseason play. We want to win a conference championship, and we want to represent our Pioneer Football League in the FCS playoffs.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us on Front Page.
Thank you.
Moorhead State football coach Rob Tenure. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll see you next time.